Here we go.
I think that you're too tired for your own good.
Okay, let's start again over here. Mishnah v'Mishnah Perakei Mishnah Hei Hazechlim Kemayin V'Neifim K'mikveh He'eda V'Yitzadik Al Hazechlim Shrabal Neifim Shem K'sherim Perakei Mishnah Hei, the picture over here on page 79. We have a mayin that's Naveh Hazechlim Mayim Hayotzim and a mayin Neifim Yardu Mei G'shamim V'Nisarfu B'mei Hamayin. Okay, so what's unique about this picture? In this picture, the very first time we're introducing it to the picture, we are introducing Mei G'shamim. Mei G'shamim are now beginning to flow. Are beginning to flow into this path. So what does it say? It's over here in the caption. So the zeichlim is the majority. You asked this question yesterday. You actually spoke about this, but yesterday we learned about it. If you pour in mayim shuvim, here we're not pouring in mayim shuvim. What we're pouring in mei geshamim. So it says kishedim. Why? Hanoitfim b'teilim b'doiv zeichalin. Whatever flows in this bottle, it's bottle in b'roiv hazechlim. L'chein therefore aleph mitadim hamayim gam k'shem zechlim k'din mei mayin. Base hamayim hanoifim mishmashlimim l'mayim hazechlim. The mayim that's flowing, yeah, is mashlimim l'mayim hazechlim l'shiur tvila. What? V'af al pi shebei gishabim einim mitadim k'shem zermim hoil since v'nispa'lu mei gishamim b'roiv mei mayon dinim k'mei mayin. Umetadim gam kishahim zormim. Me mayon, enum tshichem mem saw. Umetadim bekol shahin. Amnum tsar shiye bemayim shiur shiuchel hadover nitbol his chasis bemayim kachas. Can you still need to be covered entirely in the whole body? Umega sham.
Even though it's zolchum, but it might be too thin.
Right. So you're able, if you can't immerse, let's say you have a utensil or the body, and there's just not enough water to cover your body. So the Mayan water would not be enough water to completely cover your body or to cover the object. You need to also combine the Mei Geshamim to add more height, to add more space in order to cover your body. So it says, Mei Geshamim Mashlimim L'Mei HaMayim L'Shir Zem Tois Yomtif. Das HaRash V'HaRash B'Harkei Mishnah Beis Ha'odim HaTol Tzach Shir B'Mim So Gam K'shtoiva B'Mei HaMayim. Ooh, this is a new Chiddush. A new chiddush. It always bothered me, this chiddush. We had this in the beginning of the Masechta, this yesoid. And they say there that a person whose tovel needs 40 saw. Gam kishutah b'mei hamayin, u'mei ha'gashamim mashlimim l'mei hamayin l'shir mem saw. The mei gashamim is mashlimim l'mei hamayin l'shir mem saw l'salutilas adam. Wow, so that's the hashlama. So the hashlama here is that there is not, he's saying two different chiddushim. Number one is maybe taka you don't need 40 saw. But at least you need your entire body to be immersed. So then we're able to combine the Mei Geshamim is going to be Mashlim, the Mei Geshamim will be Mashlim, the Mei Mayon, to cover the body. And the second Chiddush is, what to say, maybe we're following the opinions who hold that Yitaka need 40 Saw. Yitaka need 40 Saw, and you don't have 40 Saw. And the Mei Geshamim is going to be Mashlim, the Mei Mayan, to make 40 saw to cover the person, to be the person's body. But you do not need it to be Ashboiren, period. And what about utensils? Utensils, you don't need 40 saw. That's a given. Utensil, you only need it to be covered. Okay, the next Ha'oros. Now we have some observations. Ha'oros, Le'el, Bitsuyidim 15 and 16, Shuvim. Oh! This what you were talking about. Remember this one. You was one of your last questions you asked yesterday. You asked this question. What's that? The case we live before when it comes to. When it comes to making shot mayim shuvim haralel behavior machlokes shnosa where mayim shuvim al gabi mayim im nifstu a mayim b'tam bezachlim b'mekayim shabchem hayuzayim betchila oldas a rosh asever shesham shepostul a mayim. There we said that it is machlokes rishonim, and there we said that the majority is mayim shuvim. It's no good. That's exactly why over here at Hasi Dafka where they're miutim. Aval im hayurayv lo hayimetadim. Oh, but here's the kasha. Here is the $1 million question. The harash. Okay, I have to go. I have to take a phone. Give me one second. I have to take a phone call. A very important phone call. Give me one second. Mamish, one second.
Okay, I'm going to go into my mother for a second.
Rabbeinu Yitzchak, whenever you're ready, I'm back. Starus over here say Lael Mitzvim 56 and Behu Machlok Kishnos and Red Mime Shu Magari Mime Magamim. In Nif Sulu Hamim Lotabul Zechum Mimkam Shame Bisham Hamzom Mizamilhila. Or that's Rosh, Save Sham Shinsu Amaim Nicha. It's good. Why is it Nicha? Shavimishna saying the retardant from Mimim Bezechum Dafka Kishkish Mayagashami mute. Dafka is me Alan Hoyuro of Loha Yum Matarim, the Horosh Save Sham Perakay.
But if it's
Rove,
then you could still use it as a
mikvah.
You just couldn't use it as a
mayim. Right. But here it says good as a mayim. Exactly. Correct. I mean, over there the case was it was no good old because it was mayim shuvim. Here it's going to be mei geshamim. You're right. So the mei gesham is going to be good, but the laws of mei gesham are you need 40 for everything. You need 40, even for a needle, you need 40. And it has to be ashboiren. If the roiv is going to be megisham, if you're going to hold that roiv is no good, then this is a full-fledged din of mikvah water, which needs ashboiren and you need ashboiren and you need 40 sa. But if you hold that it's going to be meimayon, if you hold that it's going to be meimayon, then you don't need ashboiren. It's going to be, a zeichlin is going to be good, and you don't need 40 sa. The machlekes, if you need 40 sa for an adam, some hold you don't need 40 sa for an adam, you just need him to be immersed totally. But for a kli, everyone agrees you don't need 40 sa for a kli if you have meimayon. Meimayon, you don't need 40 sa. You only need 40 sa for only if you only have a, of a kli, you don't need 40 sa. Only for an adam. No. A kli, a mayon, does not need 40 sa, but if it's a mei mikvah, then you need 40 sa.
Okay, well, so another question, which I think we may have discussed in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah described as the mei gesham as coming into the notchman.
So here we're dealing with mei, there we're dealing with, but the point over here is roiv. Prita over there, even though over here we deal, that Mishnah discussed mayim shuvim, and here we're discussing noitvim, but the principles are the same. The principle is roiv. Okay, let's go weiter.
Right, right. So it would not make a difference if it comes into
Hashaka. Right. Right.
It would not matter.
In that mission, if the majority was Roy, then Hashaka is not going to help. That was Machlokes. According to the Rash says that even though it's Hashaka, even though the Mayim Sh'uvim is Hashaka, doesn't matter. If the majority of the water is Mayim Sh'uvim, it's no good. That's what he said over there. That's what it says. L'das harash hasoy v'sham shenivsu hamayim nicha shebemishna seinu matarim hamayim b'zoich aleim. Over here also, dafka k'shemei agasham heim miyu miyut. Avlam hoyu roiv lo hoyu matarim v'harosh soy v'sham. The Rosh disagrees and he holds. V'perikei mishna gimel shafilu roiv v'shuvim b'teilu v'gabi miyut me'amayim. V'mikoy b'shemacham hoyu zoich alamayim b'tchila. Ula dvarav nitztarech loyma. So why over here, when it comes to our Mishnah, are we only going when it's a miyut? Our Mishnah states it has to be miut. Uladar nitztarech loy masha achidush b'mishnah seinu hihu kishaholcha mayim lemukayim eschadoshim. It goes to new locations. Shaos im haroiv mei geshamim ein lemetadim zechlim avol kishahein miut harei elu metadim zechlim v'chein meshlim l'shir tvil gam b'mukayim eschadoshim. So he wants to say a tremendous chiddush, and that is in the previous, back in the first parak there. It's a question of roiv, not roiv, in the same location. You have one pit or one stream. The water's going there anyway. The water's flowing down. There's no new mokumas. This is the mokum. This is the mokum. And now you pour in roiv meg mayim shuvim in this mokum. So in this mokum, which until now was anyway a mayan, you just raise the water level in this mokum, and the water level is mayim shuvim. It's bottle. Here, when we're saying that you need a miut, that's in relation to a new mokum. After it leaves this location and it goes further down the road into a new mokum, there I didn't pour the water. There, it's getting there secondary. It's like eishem shem chitzay over all sugyas. When you go wash the tilas yadayim, when you turn on the faucet, just the first gush of water is called koyach gavra. Once you leave the water open and it goes, that's not called koyach gavra. That's already natural. So there's this makom where you pour the water into, and then there is further down the road the makom hasachadoshim where the water travels later. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush that where the water travels later on, there it's only going to be kosher. It's a miut. Back in the first parak when it says that even the miut, that even a roiv, that's regarding oisoy makom. But when it says that roiv is going to be no good in our mission, that's mekoyim asachirim. Okay, the exact parameters and details and the inches, the centimeters, the meters, and the measurements, that is not telling us all the details, but he's telling us this principle, a principle called oisoy hamakoyim and the mekoyim asachadoshim. A new frontier. Okay, base. Beidios. Perigzai Mishnah Gimel. Kosav Haraf. Kishazoichlim Rubim Alanoifim. Kishayim Hamayim Gam Lamayim Chayim Likidish Mechadis. Ooh, he comes to widen the playing field. He's going for the jugular. And he says that when the Zeichlim is Merubim, it's still called Mayim Chaim. Even if the Megisham and Megisham is a mute, the mute Megisham does not take away even from the third level, the highest level that it's going to be called even Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim. Kesherim HaMayim Gamla Mayim Chaim Lichdush Mechadlas. Okay, so we did, let's go back to the Mishnah and see, get a basic gist what's going on over here. The Mishnah says Zeichalin, Kemayon. You have Zeichlin is Kemayon, the Hanoitfim Kemikva. Right? What?
The neighbor called, I have to go move the car. I apologize.
No problem.
So just 2 minutes.
All right, no problem. I'll wait, no problem.
Even though we have a Taruvas, it's still Kasher Lamecha.
Correct. Okay, now let's go to the next sudya. Let's see the Rav, just to get a picture of what's going on. The Rav here says, Hazoichalin. Hazoichalin kegoin nahorai shahin zoichalin rivers. Harei elu kemayon. It's a mayon. Umetadin bezoichalin buchol shahin. The basic halacha. The hanoitfin, that's megashamin. The megashamin kemikveh. Letar berboim so uviashboirin. Shem kesheidim kezoichalin. Where the majority is zeichelin, shein kesheidim. Okay, Rav, shein kesheidim, ki zeichelin. Choyl v'noidfim muatim v'afil v'mokam shein kidei tvila bezeichelin. Even if you can't fully immerse your body, and you need the megishamim to be mashlim the shi'ur in order to immerse your body, v'afil v'mokam shein kidei tvila bezeichelin, ela imkein noidfim, mashlim l'chem, it's going to be okay. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is going to be Vanoitfim Sha'asan Zoichalin. What about Megishamim, which becomes Zoichalin? Soimech Afilu Makel. Afilu Kone, Afilu Zav, Vizava Yorid Vitavel De Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosiyamir Kodorashu Mekabel Tumma Ein Maschilin Boy. Okay, let's see the picture. Picture 93. Now we have a Mikvah of Megishamim. Mikvah of Megishamim, yeah. Fine, and then nifrit sadoifin and mikvah v'hamayim mekalchem v'chutz. Oh, there's a breach, and now water is coming outside. Hamayim sha'ad ha'goy v'apiritza nasu l'zormim l'zoichalim u'mei g'shamim sh'nasu l'zoichalim einim etarim ha'ara basaro sh'rak hamayim sh'geneged ha'piritza nasu l'zoichalim v'loy hamayim sh'tachtehem. The rush holds, the only thing that's no good is only the water.
What's on the level of the breach?
The level of the breach. So what's the water beneath? What's that? It's kosher. It's zeichelin. A nayadin? Who ever heard of this? The water that's below the breach?
Only the part that zeichelin is not kosher.
Oh, you mean the mikveh itself? In the mikveh itself.
Why should the mikveh be possible? As long as there's memsa, it's good.
Oh, so only the only part that you cannot be toiled in this mikvah is the part that's on top.
Right.
But the part that's below is contained in four walls. So even though there's a breach and water is escaping, only those top few inches where the water is escaping and there's movement in that area, that's you cannot be toiled in. But in the area on the bottom, below where that breach is, you can be tovelin. Okay, fine. But be an afkamina when it comes to a filter. Let's say you have a filter, and the filter is sucking out water. So only in the place, only on the level where the filter is operating is going to be possible. Let's say you have a filter, and the filter is only sucking out water from the tap. That's not the way they make a filter. That's not ridiculous. That's not realistic. They make the filter flows take the water from the bottom, I would imagine. But let's say
No. Most of the filters have to be where the guys like to play around with the filters. So the filters are usually close to the top. So possibly for that reason, if you make the filter close to the bottom, then you wouldn't be able to be titled on the knee.
Okay.
According to this opinion.
Okay. So it depends where the filter is. Whatever the filter is. Now the left side, it says, let's say, saw some misappearance of the makel. Let's say you close the breach with a stick. Oy bikane, shehem einam kelim be einam mekalim tuma. Then it's going to be good. So the mission is there. Rav Yosi said, "Kol davar shum makavel tuma ein maschilin boy." Let's see the picture on the bottom over here. The caption on the bottom. Im sausnis appearance of the makel oy bikane shehem mekalim tuma hamik vekashel das hakol. But let's say Rabbi Yehuda, Yachla filu Adam Tamei list them as appearance of the Yaday Oy Beraglo Yevi Amik VeKasher. Rabbi Yosi Afilu Adam Tarsha Soy Sim as appearance of Begufa Eino Imachshes Amik VeKasher Mishum She Adam Tarhu Davar Makabel Tuma. A human being cannot be the cause of stopping the water. According to Rabbi Yehuda, anything can stop the flow, even an Adam Tamei, even a Menshala who's Tamei, even he can be instrumental in stopping the flow of the water, even Adam Tomei. Afilu Adam Tomei, the next, the Rav says, Shetaymol Shrab Yosef, L'shamanu min aposik shavayis ha-mikvah tiyal yidei tahara. What's the lomnis? That the existence of the mikvah must be al yidei tahara. Purity. Uch shemahaves ha-mikvah al yidei dover makabal tumo, ein zu havoye b'tahara. The Adam has says in the gufa yes appearance hare ze mahave some mayim shekinig da pirza. An Adam that says in the gufa, he's creating the mikvah. The chazar rasha rasha efshal rasha avra bihuda moidil din ze ela shu soive sh Adam has says in the gufa yes appearance in the mahave as a mikvah ela rak moinea shlo yifsal ha mikvah. That's not called mahave. So it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis of a person can be tremendous. Let's see over here. Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav over here says, we're going to cloud you in this part of the Mishnah. The Rav over here says, back, v'noitfim shena'asu zechon. A breach. There's a breach. There's a mikvah, and there's water coming out of the mikvah on the top. So now the water in the mikvah turns into zechalin. So what do you do? Soymecha
fil makel. Why does he call it noitfim?
Noitfim is megeshamim. Noitfim is a code word for megeshamim.
So why don't you just say mikvah?
Because mikveh mayim can mean the water may have come in mayim water. I don't know. I think sometimes mikveh mayim can also refer to, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, let's do whatever. So let's say over here, noitfim. We have over here noifim shasan zaychalin. We have over here noifim which became the soymech afilu makel afilu kane afilu kane afilu zav zava yored v'toyvel. Now, once you've stopped it, even a zav and a zava yored v'toyvel divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see the Rav. Rav says zaychalin shasan noifim shasan zaychalin. We're going mikveh sheporatz al sefasai meima v'yotzim v'zaychalin. So when it says over here, a zav and a zav, it doesn't mean they can be toivel. They're immersing. Because they need mayim chayim. So when it says with yored v'toivel, it's not going on the zav and the zav. Afilu makel oikone, oizav, soimchin biyad oibaragloi, v'sois min mokam yitzia samayim, atche yamdu amayim b'mokam echad, the nasim ashbarin, the yored hatame. You see, this is very misleading. The Rav here is coming to the rescue. If you would not see this Rav, you'd be misled. You would think that when it says in the Mishnah that the noivim shnasu zoichel mafil samech afilu makel afilu kone you would be misled to believe, and I bet you it's machlokes rishon. I bet you the Rambam is chaylik on this. You look at the Pirush. It's like a typical type of Mishnah where you have over here different ways to read the words, and you'll find the machlokes rishonim or how to read the words. So the Rav is telling you the correct way to read the words is put a period after the word zava. Soimech, you can close it up with afilu makel, afilu kone, a stick, and a kone, which is not makabal tuma. Afilu zava zava. Even a human being who is currently tame, they can put themselves there to block the water from flowing out. And now the mikvah is kosher. So the mikvah is now being mishaveh. The mikvah is now coming into existence. Al yidei tuma. What is causing the mikvah to remain kosher? Either an object that's not subject to tuma, a makel, pshutikliyetz, a kone, or even a human being who has potential to be makabel tuma, but worse, a person who currently has achieved the highest madreig of tuma. A tuma hayotze migufay. Those are the shpitz. This is even worse than the sharetz. He's going to be in my museum, this guy. I'm looking for some candidates. Afilu zav v'zava. So what is the law? Now, period. Now you have to put here a paragraph break. A new book, a new file. This is mamish, the shpitz. This is the end. This is the apocalypse. It's over. Now is a new statement. Now that we have established the Mishnah, the mikveh is a kosher mikveh, now we call upon all the Tameim and the Rechoikim and the Oisvarfs, the people that are going to participate tonight in the Hadlaka, Lechvoid, Rabban, Shimon, Bar Yochoi, Mashachta Ashrecha, Shemen, Sosa, Mechavarecha, Chutz, Mirab Yishai, Ben Rab Moshe. Him you don't match, Rashbi. Sorry, buddy. Move over. Move over. The one that's, I'm going to say that tonight. Mashachta Ashrecha, Shemen Sosan Mechaverecha, Chutz Mirebi Yeshaya, Ben Rebi Moshe.
Are they going to make a fire? Are you stuck in the middle of the Beis
Medrash? No, outside in the street. They close off the street. They're getting this year a permit. This can be the first year to make a Shachiyana goes to show that the Wallersteins, they're not what they used to be. The Wallersteins are defiant. They're defiant people. They don't follow protocol. They don't follow the rules. They have a permit. A permit? You need permission to do what you want to do? Shocking. Shocking. Goes to show that, you know, comes a time, even the Wallersteins are seeking from the NYPD permission. Shocking. This headline news. They never got a permit. They made fires in the street. They closed off the street on their own. They never got a permit. This, all of a sudden, they're up, oh, permit. All of a sudden, they got a permit. Wow. Weiter. So here it is. Yoyred v'toyvel. Now that we have established the kosher mikvah, Yoyed v'toyvel. So it says, the Rav says, now the Yoyed v'toyvel, atame v'toyvel. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, what?
When do we do the line that the Rush says at the bottom of note number 93, picture 93, that you view the person rather as a moneah rather than a
So that's the right here. That's what it means. According to the sheet of the Tanakhama, who says that you can use a person, everyone agrees to the principle that an Adam cannot be Mahava Mikvah. Here he's not being Mahava the Mikvah, he's just being Moinea the Mikvah. There's a chilik, it's like a Reb Chaim. This sounds like a Reb Chaim part. There's like a chilik between being Mahava and being Moinea. Allah Mishavart.
It has to do with end of life issues also.
Being mahav and being moneah. Yeah, so yeah, it does.
On a respirator. Really, really, really.
Is the respirator a mahave? Or is pulling the plug you just a moneah? Yeah, in a chanami, all the yisoidas likta in the Torah. When you go and the person is standing there, the tamei person who's a tamei, so when by him standing there and keeping the water inside, by keeping the plug inside the wall, by putting the plug in the wall, is this a mahave? Or is this given, you're being moinea from the person dying. So if you're being a mahave, or you're mahave, by pulling the plug, it's ritzicha. Because the plug is the mahave. By pulling the plug, you're being oike the mahave. It's ritzicha. But if you learn that the machine is just a moinea, but the guy's already dead. The guy is dead. There's an object which is being moinea, the person, from going upstairs. So by you taking away the moinea, you're not killing him because he's already dead. In fact, you're doing him a favor. He has no place in this world. You're holding him back. It's bad enough he had to wait online in the subway his whole life. Yes, now wait online and wait for the train to come.
What? Except for the his place is not in this world except for the Oval Office.
Oval Office, all right. Biden.
Joe Biden has been dead for 2 years, at least. At least for 2 years.
Yeah?
At least for 2 years.
It's unbelievable, huh?
They keep bumping him everywhere. They say, look what, he says, look at where they're bringing him. Look at where they're bringing him. He thinks he's already going up to the pearly gates. And that's a good thing.
You got it. We got it. Tucker Carlson, they want to throw him out. They want to fire him. You know what he said on television? He says, if you walk in the street and you see a child wearing a mask, call 911. This is child endangerment. This is torture. Call 911. The telephone lines are flooded now with 911 calls to the police. There's a child wearing a mask in the streets.
Let him come to Brooklyn.
It's not good. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He says no. People cannot be the mahave. A person cannot be a person who is even eligible to mahave. Rav, washed in the Rav. Called over Shu Mikabel to Maloy me boy is of Shane Timayan. Shane Yacham lists the Makamakam ECS and mine be them. Abraham, Kadilla Hamana Mime Lasses and Ashburn. Elafilu Tohar Gomor cannot be the cause. Why not? A hoil will whom Mikabel to a human being is vulnerable. He is susceptible. Even that alone is going to be enough. Good, Gavaldi, a masculine boy, Kiloimar, a mammidin boy, Makam Hazachilam. Gideshias Ashburn. Viach little boy. What's the lamb Rabbi Yosi? The amakra mikvei ma'miyatar haviyasan dehe aide tahara. Ah, the haviyasan aide tahara, not al yidei a human being that is subject to tumma v'halacha Rabbi Yosi. Gevaldik. Let's see over here the tabla. Let's see the tabla of two tabloids on page 78. We have hazoichlin v'hanoifim. Mayim hazoichlin v'hanoifim. Mayim zoichlin kigoyin main horus rivers. Didam kimayon. Metar bezeichalin v'chol shehu. Uvad sheyitbol kol akli b'mayim b'vasachas. Megeshamim hanoifim. U'miskabsim yachad din k'mikveh. Hametar be'ashperin v'yarbom so. Okay, poshut. There are two different types of water in this world. There's water that comes from the shamayim and water that comes from the ground. Eivish made a velt, and mayim comes into the velt from two different sources. The mayim elyoinim and the mayim tachtoinim. The rain comes from shamayim, and there's water that comes from the Lamata. I don't know if that's what it means in the Pasuk. When it says in the Pasuk, it's Maimel Yoyim Maim Dachtoidim, it doesn't mean rainwater. It means there's water in some other stratosphere that you can't see. Right? It doesn't mean there's a mixture of the Maim. Is that what it really means? When it says that Hashem was Maad by the Maimel Yoyim Maim Dachtoidim, does that mean it means rain? Parshat is not. Parshat means that somewhere all the way up there, all the way way beyond where man has ever gone, even in Star Trek they didn't go so far, somewhere there's Maim over there. And this world is Mayim Tabla. But here we learn in the least, we see his Mayim, this Geshem.
No, I think of Belez and Rabbi Yeshua say it's a Machlokes.
Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, Gemara. They argue, they're like, they were scientists. They always argue about the scientific things. Is the earth round? Is the earth flat? And Belez and Rabbi Yeshua, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They were scientists. Maybe they made Corona. Vaita. Zeichelin Sharabul Anaifim, Zeichelin, which is more than the Naifim, Megasham Naifim, Shayodi Al Meinar, Zeichelin, V'rabu ha-zoichle in alle-noit-fim. It's the majority. K'shem le-tal b'zoichlem. Ha-fil b'mokum sh'en g'day t'vil b'zoichlem. B'v'ad el b'shlamas ha-noit-fim. If the majority is the mayon, it's going to be good even if you need the meat of the megisham in order to immerse, in order to be mashlem the volume, to immerse. Let's say the noit-fim sh'nasu zoichlem in the v'salu. Let's say mikveh sh'nif... Oh, this is sh'nifrats. This is our case. The second part of the Mishnah. A mikveh sh'nifrats. Breach. There's a breach. B'svasai. Okay, there's a breach. And b'sfasai, umeim of yoytzim v'zoichlem, l'rabi Yehuda, soysim es ha-piritza, you close the piritza, afilu b'davar makabal tomo, b'davar tomo, even as davar zava, v'yoytzim ha-shparim ha-kosha l'tfila. Rabbi Yossi, soysim es ha-piritza, rak b'davar she'enoi makabal tomo, nam makabal tomo. Okay, now, it appears here, we're going to have over here another perush of the Rambam. Let's see Ikim Mefarshim. I'm assuming that the Ikim Mefarshim is going to tell us over here the parish of the Rambam. So let's see over here this Mishnah in the Ikim Mefarshim. Ikim Mefarshim, page 76. Hakdama. Harav harash parish of Mishnah can be made harav zaych lemei gashamim ubei gashamim mechunasim kimavur betarshim mispar 37. Ube ikatez yam de simit sifkan yir aleph heidi shein perushim noyach b'losh na Mishnah. Fine. The Harambam. So now he's going to present a chiluk deis. The Harambam peirush kol Mishnah b'nei mayon k'mavur b'tarshim mispar 38. That's it. He's not giving us any. Let's see. Mefarshim. One more Ikim Mefarshim here before we go by. On page 79. On page 79. Afilu zav and zava. Harambam hamafareish shekshem l'tfilas zavizava. Oh, so this is the Rambam. Okay, I was machaven to this. I was machaven. We put the comma. I was willing to bet you the Rambam is chaylik. You see that? I was right. I was machaven to this. So let's see the tabla. Tabla via says my mazeichalim by noifim minamayin hazeichalim. We have Maima Zeichalin. May Nechalim Ayotzim Zeichalin Minamayin Dinam Kimayin Atzmai. The water that's flowing from the Mayan Dinam Kimayin Atzmai. It has the din of a Mayan. Yeah. May Nechalim Ayotzim Zeichalin Minamayin Dinam Kimayin Atzmai. Okay, fine. Right, the water that flows, the Mayan. Hanoifim may ma metab tipim mi mayan tipa achar tipa vinikvim. This is the answer to your kasha. You are machav into this. Why doesn't it just say mega shamim? Why doesn't it just say mikva? So he's answering your question. The reason why it says over here noifim means, what does it mean noifim? Noifim means, it means Mayan water that drips little by little. Hanoifim Mayim Hamitap Tipim Mi Mayan Tipa Achar Tipa.
So this is not Megisham.
Right. You are Machavin too. That's why it says this unusual lotion. Vinikvim Yacha Dinim Kimikveh. A Mikveh. Hoil Vinifsiku Atipas Michiburam Lamayon. Since it's drop after drop, this is not called a Mayan. Mayim ha-zoichalim min ha-mayim, sh'nesarvu v'rabu al mayim ha-noifim min ha-mayim, dinam k'mayim ha-atzma v'gashem b'zechim v'chol shuv l'mayim ha-chayim. Now, hiniach makal v'kona k'day sh'atipois ha-noifim min ha-mayim yischolu al ha-makal v'al yidei kem lo yifsak chibum l'mayim. Woo, look at this. It's some type of technique. You're taking a stick, and you're using the stick as a technique. I don't understand what this means exactly, how this works scientifically. It should continuously flow. You make it a very noise. You make it into teeny amounts of water, so it should be a very steady trickle. That
glides off the stick.
Hamayim hanoivim miskabsim yachadin. The mind that drips miskabsim yachadinim kimayim kashem af letfilas azav. The Rabbi Yosi Evshul Hachshir as a noifim rak b'davar she'enu mekabel tuma, v'loy b'makel ha mekabel tuma gavana. So it's not a makel. So let's go back and review the Mishnah according to the sheet of the Rambam in the Mishnah. Hazoicha lenis kemayim. That means this all everything according to Rambam is mayim water. Vanoitvim is kemikve. Noitvim is it's like mikveh water. Means mayim water that drip is kemikve. Hey, David Sadiq al Hazoich lim Sharabul al Noif. Let's say the majority, Shem Keshedim. Oh.
Cool. When he says
drips like a mikvah,
so
chayra,
by its nature, it's not
zechel. Right.
Probably more
like fire.
Right. By its nature, not that it has to be, but
this is
the
metzius. Right. So here,
it's
going to
be kosher in this case.
But now, let's say v'noitvim shen na'ason afilu makel. Now, he's touching this to mean is that if you want to have noitvim, you're going to want to make it into zeichel. How are you going to do this? You're going to make use of a utensil. The shayl is, can you use a makel and a kone? A makel is mekabel tumma, and a kone is not mekabel tumma. So it's saying the way you can do this in order to make the water, the drip that's coming out of the mayan into a steady flow, you can use any object you want, even a kone, even a makel, which is a stick, which is a kli, that's mekabel tumma. It's also valid to transform, to make it, to take away the drips and to make it into a steady flow. That, I feel on that. And then when you do this, it's so kosher, it becomes mayim chayim. I feel zav, you're to be toivel. Even the zav can be toivel. Who says this? The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda called over shum, mekabel tumah ein maschilimo. You can only use the koneh to achieve this technique. But you cannot use the makel to achieve this technique, that it should be called mayim chayim, because the makel is a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. We're not over here using that a person that's going to hold up the oven. The whole different pshat in the Mishnah. According to the Rambam, everything in the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, is dealing over here with mayim water. And there are two types of mayim water. There's a mayim water that's a steady flow, and there's a mayim water that drips. So the mayim water that drips is no good unless it's a miyot. Then we have an iodine. Let's say you have only dripping water. And you want to make the dripping water into flowing water. But you need to use a technology to do this. You need to go and stick in a stick. When you put in the stick, it allows it to continuously be connected. It's some technique which prevents it from drip, which makes it into a steady flow of water. So it should be called Mayan water. What are you going to use to achieve this? You have an option. You can use either a kone, which is not mekabel tumma, or a makel, which is a kli, and it is mekabel tumma. So according to the Tanakhama, do whatever you want. As long as the water flows continuously, we don't care if you use a kone or a makel. And if you achieve the goal where it's continuously flowing and it's not drip, then it's such gval, kosher water, it's even called mayim chayim. It's even good for the seder. And the zava and the zava can be part of the dalad banim. But if you're going to say that it's going to be, but if you're going to say, but the second person says, no, the only time you can achieve this goal to allow the Zav and the Zav to sit by the Seder and make it Mayim Chaim is only if you use a Koneh, with Stamakamul Tumah. But if you use a Makel, if you come to the Arba Banim with a Makel to hit your children with the Makel, you want to go tough on Pesach, then it's not going to be good. Then it's not going to be called Mayim Chaim. And then Mayim Chayim, you're not going to have Mayim Chayim. What are you going to have? You're just going to have some orange juice. The Kindlach wants some Mayim Chayim Coca-Cola. And then we have to say that it's not going to be good. And the Zav and the Zav are not going to come to the Arba Banim. Okay, we got to stop over here. Gival to Mahalchim and the Mishnah. Gival to the Mishnah. A beautiful Mishnah. Mishnah Hey. Parakeh Mishnah Hey. I want to go now to Avenue M and test the people. Test the people, see if they know the Pshan, this Mishnah, look at the Perish of the Rambam. I'm going to ask, do you know what it says in Mikvois, Perikei Mishnah Hey? Ooh, isn't it amazing? Today, so Perikei Mishnah, it's like Bo'imer. Wow, unbelievable. We're now in the fifth week, the fifth day. 33 is 5-5. It's 4 weeks have passed. 4 weeks have passed. And we're now in the fifth week, on the fifth day.
5.7 is 35.
No, you're right. We're in the sixth. We're now really mikvois. No, because this is the fifth week. No, it's correct. When you count Sfira, and you say, today's 33 days. So what is 33 days? It's 4 weeks, 28.
Right.
And we're now in the fifth week.
And we're five days.
And this today, we learned today is the 33rd Mishnah. Isn't that amazing? We learned today the 33rd Mishnah because we're in the fifth parak, in the fifth Mishnah. No, it's not 33 because it doesn't have 10, it doesn't have seven. But it's close enough. It's the fifth of the fifth. The fifth of the fifth is Lag BaOmer. Good enough. This is Hashkacha Pratis. You see, the Avish is taking us by the hand. Hashkacha Pratis and Lag BaOmer. It's the fifth of the fifth. Erev Lag BaOmer, no Tachnun. We've learned today the fifth mission of the fifth parak. Just like Lag BaOmer is the fifth day of the fifth week. We're in the fifth week. 4 weeks are gone. 4 weeks are goners. We're in the fifth week.
You said Tachlon by Shachris today?
Of course I did. Why not? What's today?
Because according to those who say that Tamidim died on Lamed Beis, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, so for sure there's no Tachlon by Mincha. The question is, was it Tachlon by Shachris? Frankly, they didn't say Tachlon by Shachris.
They don't say the whole week, probably, because of Hoyv. From Pesach Shein, they don't say.
But that would sound right, because any day that ends with Y, they don't say Tach.
Any day what?
Any day that ends with the letter Y, they don't say Tach.
What's Y?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, any day that ends with the letter Y, we say
Tach. All right, I got to go. All right, yes, Shukayach, okay? Zay Gesund. Zai Gizun, be well, all the best.
I look forward to your pictures tonight at the bonfire.
Okay. All right, Zai Gizun. The Iker is Yishai ben Abmaisha. That's the Iker. Weiter. Zai Gizun.